From Washington, Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, has again introduced legislation that would cap farm payments at $250,000 per entity as a means, he says, of reducing the federal budget deficit, though he does not expect the Senate to take up the bill in the immediate future. The Rural American Preservation Act, which was Senate Bill 3701, was co-sponsored by Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin. He proposes a limit of $40,000 on direct payments, $60,000 on countercyclical payments, and $150,000 on loan deficiency payments and market loan gains, including gains on generic certificates and if you forfeit any commodities. According to USDA, right now the 2008 Farm Bill imposed a $40,000 limit on direct payments, excluding peanuts, and countercyclical payments were capped at $65,000, excluding peanuts. The 2008 Farm Bill does not impose limits on payments for loan deficiency and marketing loan gains. The bill also includes a term called active farmer, which the two senators said will ensure that the recipients are actively engaged in farming and prevent large agribusinesses and non-farmers from receiving the federal payments that might otherwise benefit small, medium-sized farmers. Farm Bureau said this week they are opposed to any farm program payment limitations, but that will be an issue in the next go-around of the Farm Bill. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.